Okay, today's daf is Yevamos Yerushalmi daf Chaf Tes. We started Perek Rabban Gamliel last time. This Perek, four blot Perek or so, here in Yevamos, and we get into issues that we have touched on, and that is what happens when something that's not supposed to happen happens, right? What's supposed to happen? A Yavam and a Yevama, they're either supposed to do Yibum or Chalitza. Yibum is a Maisa Bia, or Chalitza, one of the two. What happens if something, one of those is not done? Let's say a get is given. A get. What's a get? It says you have to do chalitza. A get is given. So we'll see. That's not meaningless. A get accomplishes something. At least according to most. What about if, maimar is done? As we've seen, the Yerushalmi seems to hold that maimar is kone b'miksas midaraisa. Unlike the Bavli, which says maimar is totally derabanan. And we've seen to paskin derabanan, right? The Rambam, when he quotes this and others quote, like the Bavli, the Rambam's lashon in, Hilchas Yibam in the second perek, the Rambam says that it is be divrei sofrim. Shalo yavo hayavam al yivimto achi yikadish osabefne shtei eidim bepruta. O beshava pruta vizenik remaymar. Right? Midivrei sofrim, which usually means durabanan. Veina mamar kone bi yavama kinyan gomar. But even midurabanan, it's not a total kinyan. Veosa mamar bi yivimto, b'chulu, and he continues, which we'll read some more. So mimer is not kone. So what happens if you do mimer to one woman and then mimer to another woman, another yavama? Right, what happens if you do maimar and then a get? And then what if you do maimar to one woman and then bia to another woman? And all of these permutations, this is what's discussed in this, in the beginning of this parak at least. So we had a machlokas last time in the first Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel says, ein get achar get, lo maimar achar maimar. We don't know exactly why. We'll have to talk about that. Velo bia achar bia, velo chalitza achar chalitza. The last two we understand. Meaning if there's a yibam that's done bia, then anything after that is meaningless. Right, she's married. And therefore, later bia to another sister, another co-wife or brother is meaningless. V'lo chalitza achar chalitza. Once chalitza is done, you only need one chalitza. So that we understand. But we don't understand the first two of Rabbi Gamliel. We'll have to see. But the chachamim say, yesh get achar get. And the girsa should be yesh maimar achar maimar. Right? There is, because get does something, but not totally. Maimar does something, but not totally. But they agree by bia and chalitza. So what we saw last time was the Brisa. The Brisa discusses the three shitas of the Tanaim. Whether Maimar, according to the Tanakama, remember, we pass on the Tanakama. Maimar is koner b'miksas. And then we have the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Maimar is all or nothing. I'm not sure how to darshan the pasuk. Either the pasuk is giving a choice, Maimar or Bia, or the pasuk is explaining itself. Bia is the lakicha, but Maimar is not mentioned in the pasuk. So all or nothing. And Rabbi Zalman Arach says, no, Maimar is everything. Maimar is another option. According to Rabbi Zalman Arach. And Rabbi Zalman Arach would say there's already if he does Maimar, he gives a get, and the no chalitza is required. Right? That's Rabbi Zalman Arach. So those are the three shitas. So now let's start, we're up to right after the Brisa. So on the second line on the top of Chavtes Man Aleph. I think it's the first time ever we're starting with the daf of the day, besides daf Aleph. Ezeo Maimar Biyavama. Right? What is Maimar? Hare at Mukudashasli. Bekasa Bushava Kasef. Sounds familiar. Hare at Mukudashasli. There is a Rashi in Yavamas, daf Nun Beis, where Rashi says, Hare mukudeshesli b'mamar yibmin. You say a specific lashon of mukudesh. You don't use the regular marriage lashon. It's interesting. If you use the Aruch Laner there, Daf Nun Beis points out that the Rambam and other Rishonim don't mention this special lashon. Which means, let's say the Yavam goes over to the Yavama and says, Hare mukudeshesli. How do we know? It's not like secret of Kiddushin. Because there's already a context of, remember the lashon we said, Hiknu lomana shamayim, that changes everything. If this man goes over to any other woman in the world that he's not related to, Hare Mukudashasli, they're married. If he goes over to his sister, they're not married. If he's over to his Yavama, they're half married. Right? Or they're partially married. But again, the Rashi seems to have that in the Lashon, and the Aruch Laner says, on that Rashi, Milashon ze nira deino makadish stam, ela omer la balashon ze, v'yim kein, ein kan kidushin daraisa. From Rashi, the fact that he used a different lashon means this, it sounds like it's not daraisa because he used a specific lashon. But mi lashon a Rambam shelo iskiruzeh lo mashma stam. Read the Rambam's lashon. With the Rambam's, I didn't read the rest of the Rambam. The Rambam says there that kushem shu makadish es yivim dokachum umavarech berachas niyusun basara. Rambam doesn't quote a special lashon that is used for mimer, and then he quotes. He quotes from Tosfos, Mashma Habalav Hachi, rather, Tosfos, he quotes that the reason it's drabanan is because Mipnesh is a kukalo. Mashma Halav Hachi Havi Kedushin Daraisa, Velo Yadati Lama Kazva Beishmuel Stam Balashan Rashi, Kilu Eno Cholik Alzeh. Okay, so he's, bothered why others don't point this out. But we have other examples of quasi-ishus, and it's interesting to try to figure out. By Yi'ud, that's another one. By Be'yud, by a Ame Ivriya. So he could be Miyayit. Harayat is also a machlokas. Harayat miyuedesli, or harayat mekudeshesli. First parak of Kiddushin has different lashonas. What if you say harayat miyuedesli to a stama woman? You know, does that work for Kiddushin? I don't know why anybody would do this, but what if a man goes over to a woman who's not a zivama, and he says, harayat mekudeshesli b'mam or yibimim? Right? Is he married me to Rabbanan? Right, probably not. The Rabbanan were only if you say it's Rabbanan, the Rabbanan were only misakin it in the context of yibum. But what about if you say it's Daraisa, like the Yerushalmi, that Mimer is kind of a mix-us? What would happen if you just go over it? We'll have to talk about it. Okay, so this is the Mimer, right? Amgadeshesli b'kesef u'b'shav b'kesef. Interesting that the Yerushalmi does not mention shtar. Does not mention shtar. The Bavli says shtar seems to work. Question is, what is the maskana? What is the maskana where shtar works? But the Yerushalmi does not mention anything about shtar. Maybe the Rabbanan were only Misakein, if it's a Durabbanan, they're only Misakein Kesef, who says that that shtar would work. So that's a discussion. Maybe we'll mention that a little bit more later. So let's continue. Kama Durabbanan Amrin, the Rabbanan, the second sheet of our Mishnah. Remember, we had in the Mishnah, we have Rabbi Gamliel and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say, after Bia, ain't Bia Achar Bia, ain't Chalitza Achar Chalitza. That we understand. Because if you do a Bia, you do a Yibim or Chalitza, everything afterwards is meaningless. But the Rabbanan do say, Yish Mamar Achamamar, meaning if there is Mimer to one woman and then he does Mimer to another woman, they both. Now he's stuck and he has to do get to both of them and Chalitza to one of them because Mimer is Kone B'Mixas. And if he gives a get to one of them, we had earlier in the Masechta, what does that accomplish? A Yavam goes over to his Yavam and gives her a get. That passels her to the brothers. He still has to do Chalitza. But it also, what if he gives a get to one woman and then he gives a get to another woman? Right, so does that have an effect? So Rabbanan say, yeah, because again, doesn't potter her from everything. So it's also been mixed us. We'll see. Kumad Rabbanan Amrin HaMaimar Konu Mishayir, just like Rabbanan say, that Maimar is Kona somewhat, but leaves over. And that's why Yesh Maimar Achar Maimar, Kenin and Amrin, a get poter Mishayir. So to get releases a little bit, but not totally. And therefore Mishayir, and that's why Yesh get Achar get. So now the Gemara has a couple of fascinating havaminas. The yiftar haget ptur gomur b'yavam b'kavachomer. Why shouldn't a get work to pattern? Why only chalitza? Why shouldn't a get work from a kavachomer? Uma ima isha shein chalitza poteres ba haget poter ba. A regular woman can't be divorced with chalitza, but she can be divorced with a get. So yavama she chalitza poteres ba. So a yavama. So you see, it's easier if chalitza works by a yavama. So you see, it's easier. So you know, did she get poter ba? So surely again should work if chalitza works. So surely again tamalomar v'chalitza v'chalitza hini teres baget special din special teres because of that only chalitza and not a get. That havamina is amazing. What's the havamina? Chalitza and get are kind of doing the same thing, right? Kind of doing the same thing, right? They're breaking a marriage, a quasi-marriage. What's the kamash malan? No, only chalitza. So is that saying, you're right, it's a good havamina, but no. Right? Or is that saying that chalitza is working totally differently than get? Maybe chalitza is not breaking, but undoing. Maybe chalitza conceptually is saying that they were never, like we said before, remember we had a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, is chalitza p'tur, is chalitza kinyan? So if you say it's a p'tur, so maybe that's very different than get. Get is for surely not a kinyan. You already did the kinyan at the beginning of the marriage. So that's one way. So says the Gemara, so you're telling me that only chalitza works in a get? V'lo tiftar ba klum. So then, why don't you say that the get does nothing? Right? If you give a man, Yama gives the Yavama get, so it doesn't work, so it should do nothing. And then he could, so you give him to her. Gemara says, no. V'lo tia l'ishzar. We're going to have a drasha on this pasik. That says she shouldn't marry. She can't marry. The Pashup Shad is that she can't marry out to another man before she does Yibim Chalitza. But the Gemara says on a deeper level, Man and Kaimin, what are we talking about? In Bishaba Aleha, if she's already been Yibumd Ishtohi, then she's married. So of course, she can't be married to somebody else. In Bishachalatzla, if she already did Chalitza, so she is allowed to get married to anybody. So what's this Pasuk talking about that there's some limitation on her behavior? Ela Kaina Nan Kaimin Bishanasan Laget. So what's the case? It must be that she was given a get. And if she's given a get, that's the case where she's considered a czar. Zara to all the other brothers, to all the brothers. That's the case that's alluded to in the Pasuk. Right, Lotia, she can't marry to any brother once she gets a get. Period. Says the Gemara, V'tani Chizki, not period, Sakama. V'tani Chizki, Akena Chizki also has this in a Braisa. Minayin l'nosin get li'avimto shi'ihi asura alav alachiv. How do we know that once a get is given, that ruins any chance for Yibum? It's slow because the Pasuk says by Gerishin. The Pasuk says by Gerishin, in the case of the Isser of Machzir Grusha. So, right, the Pasuk says, Asher Shilcha. Those two words are extra. And we're going to darshan as if the word Asher Shilach, that's extra, and an extra hey. Shilcha is also extra. So what do we darshan? As follows. Etzlo ani korei Asher Shilach. For the Yavam himself. It's ha'achin ani korei Asher Shilcha. They're both included in the Isser of being Machzir Grushaso. Right, the regular case of Machzir Grushaso is if a man divorces his wife, she married somebody in between, he cannot remarry her now. So included in that is also this case where he gave a get, which sounds like maybe it's a remez, at least daraisa. So remez of daraisa, that once the get does something, a get, just like Yerushalmi says maimer, has an effect daraisa, so too get seems to have an effect daraisa, according to Yerushalmi, and ruins the chance of Yibum to any of the brothers. Okay, so now the Gemara says, okay, what about the opposite? We try to say, should a get work for instead of chalitza? And how about the opposite now? Could chalitza work instead of a get for a regular woman? V'tater chalitza be'isha be'kal v'chomer. So maybe chalitza should work based on a kal v'chomer. Why? Ma im ha'yevama. She'in ha'get poter ba. Chalitza poter ba. By a yevama, she cannot get a get, but she could get chalitza. So isha, she'll get poter ba. So a regular woman who can't be pater with a get, and no dutch de chalitza poter ba. So sure, the chalitza should work. Right, again, the kal v'chomer in the opposite direction. If get works, so chalitza should also work. Could you see, get is easier? Tamalomar, the cost of la sefer krisus, the gomer, beget who niteres, ve niteres bachalitza. Similar type of drasha. Right? No, only a get works by a regular woman. A get breaks a marriage. Chalitza does not break a marriage. So the Gemara says again, v'tifter ba v'tishayer. So says the Gemara. Well, just like get had an effect by the Yavama to ruin the chance of Yibum. So why don't we say Chalitza has some type of effect to a regular woman? What effect were that going to have? I don't know. They can't live together anymore, but why don't you say Chalitza? Just like a get has an effect where it's not full, but maybe Chalitza should have some kind of effect. For a man does Chalitza with his wife. Maybe it should have some type of effect. So it says the Gemara, no. Taman Ksiv, up a few lines ago, we said, Lotihye, Le'izar. We had a makar, a pasuk to teach me that the get has an effect. Hachama Islach. Here, you can't just say misvar, oh, just like this has an effect, right? No, it doesn't, there's no source for it. There's no source for, fact that chalitza would have any kind of effect, so chalitza does not have an effect. Okay, there's what to talk more about, the relationship between gerushin and chalitza, but first we'll, continue and focus on what we have to do. Says the Gemara. Let's go back to Rabbi Shimon. Remember we had the 3 days in the Braisa? We had, the Tanakhama says, that's what we've been assuming, Maimer is kona b'miksas. What's the Zakashita Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon says, Maimer is all or nothing. All or nothing. So Gemara is going to ask, and what does he say about get? Is it also all or nothing? Right, according to Rabbi Shimon? Right, Bia and Chalitza, we know. That's all. Bia and Chalitza. What about the other two activities that we're talking about? And we said, the Rabbi Shimon says, Maimer is either, it's either a full Bia or nothing. So get. Maybe, does he have the same suffix? Maybe get should work instead of chalitza, according to Rabbi Shimon. Totally, or maybe zero. So that's the Gemara's question. Kamod Rabbi Shimon Omer, ha-maimer, o-kone, o-lo-kone. Kenu Omer, ha-get, o-poter, o-lo-poter. Right? Does he say the parallel? So Gemara says, Shmini Manado, let's try to learn it from the following. Here we go. Rabbi Shimon Omer, the following braisa. Ha-be'ila, bizman shehi betchila ein acharei klum. That's the braisa. Rabbi Shimon says, if Bia happens first, that's it. Nothing afterwards has any effect. That makes sense. Bia means Yibum. If a man does Yibum with his Yavama, then he could give 5 gets and 6 chalitzas to any of the women afterwards. They have no effect. Zero. Because he already did Yibum. So once Bia is first, then nothing else has an effect afterwards. So what do we mashma from that braisa? Ha bisof yesh acharei klum. But if Bia wasn't first, so then the bia that's done, let's say second, is going to be a deficient bia, not a full yibum, and therefore something afterwards is going to have an effect. So what happened first? That's the Gemara's question. Well, mashma from the Brisa, right? Rabbi Shimon says, if bia happens first, nothing else afterwards has an effect. Mashma, that if bia happens second, then things, that's not a full yibum, and then things afterwards would have an effect. So what happened first? So let's think about this for a second outside. What happened first? If chalitza happened first, so then, of course, not the bia, that bia is not gonna, that we say, that second bia is gonna happen, is not gonna be full, but chalitza was done already. If bia was done to another woman, then also the second bia is gonna be meaningless. So what's the only option? What's the only option that happens first? We're gonna see. And what, Maimar? Rabbi Shimon already says that's all or nothing. It's all or nothing. So the only option that we could imply Rabbi Shimon is talking about is if it's get. Meaning if get is first, again, the Brisa says, Rabbi Shimon says, if you do bia first, nothing else afterwards has an effect. And we have, by the process of elimination, we've just said, what's mashma? But if bia is second, meaning if he gives a get to a woman, to one of the yavamas, and then he does bia with another one of the yavamas, that is a deficient bia. And then if he would do another get afterwards, it would have an effect, again, to ruin another woman against the, for the other brothers. So we're just going to explain that in the next five lines. That's what the Gemara is going to do, process of elimination. So Gemara is going to say, bibi'ila shilach haraget. That's the only option that we have. The case that we're being mashba, that the deficient bia is after a get. Avo bibi'ila shilach har maimar manafsha. Because what? You're saying, what's the other option? Maimar? No. Kana maimar there, if the maimar is full, einachrav klum, then the bia that he did is meaningless. Lo kana maimar, if the maimar is meaningless, if it wasn't kona, tikna bebia. Then the bia is full, and therefore what happens after the bia shouldn't have any effect. Lo yachra klum. Ela kianan kaimina. What must we be talking about? Meaning what implied from the brisa? The bi'ila shilachar haget. It must be that it's bia after get. If a man gives, the yavam gives the yavama a get, and then he does a yibum, in quotes, with another one of the women, that doesn't work. That's a deficient. Because he already ruined his chances for Yibum by giving a get to the first woman. And therefore, what do you see from there? Hadamar shaget poter mishayer. Must be, Rabbi Shimon does not say get is all or nothing. Right? Rabbi Shimon says mimer is all or nothing. But get, it must be that he holds is, kone bevixas, like the Rabbanon say by mimer, Rabbi Shimon says that by get. By mimer, he doesn't, by mimer, he says it's all or nothing. So that was understanding Shitas Rabbi Shimon. So now let's go back to Rabbi Gamliel, the name of this parak. Rabbi Gamliel. What did Rabbi Gamliel say? Right, the first two lines of Rabbi Gamliel we have to explain, we have to figure out. Because what did Rabbi Gamliel say? Yesh maimar achar maimar. So, ein maimar achar maimar. The ein get achar get. Why not? Rabbi Gamliel says, meaning, let's say, you do maimar to one woman. The second maimar to another woman is meaningless? Why? Does he hold that maimar is kona totally? Right? If you give a get to one woman, the other woman, the get is meaningless. Why? Right? Don't we assume that's b'miksas? So Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel, skip those next three letters, k'Rabbi Shimon Omer? Is Rabbi Gamliel holding like Rabbi Shimon? Just more than Rabbi Shimon? Ha-maimar o kona o eino kona. Rabbi Shimon goes that far. Rabbi Shimon says that maimar is either all or nothing. Switch that word, viruba mida Rabbi Shimon. We have that sometimes in the Yerushalmi. And Rabbi Gamliel is saying even more of a chiddush than Rabbi Shimon. Viruba mida Rabbi Shimon, haget poter alo poter. A get is also all or nothing. And meaning, and that's why, what do we say? Ein maimar achar maimar. Why would that make sense? That would make sense for Rabbi Shimon. Because maimar is either all or nothing. If the first maimar is everything, the second maimar is zero. If the first maimar is zero, the second maimar is zero. Right? So maimar is ein maimar achar maimar. So maybe he said the same thing by get. Ein get achar get. Get is either all or nothing. So if the first get is totally works instead of chalitza, the second get is meaningless. If the first get is meaningless, the second get is meaningless. So either way, that's one suggestion of Rabbi Gamliel. Does Rabbi Gamliel say just more than Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon says maimar is all or nothing. Rabbi Gamliel says get is also all or nothing. Meaning, according to Rabbi Gamliel, according to this Hava Mina, get works like chalitza. Right? Once you give a get, that breaks the Zika bond, the same thing. Maybe. Meaning, maybe he says it's all or nothing, just like Mimer is all or nothing. Is that what he's saying? So Gemara is about to say, no, that's not the Svara for Rabbi Gamliel. Right? But this was the first suggestion. Rabbi Gamliel's Svara is that, just like Mimer is all or nothing, so to get is all or nothing. So the Gemara is about to say that can't be. Because from the following Brisa, we're gonna see that he does not say that. that he's going to say that Maimar and Get is not like Rabbi Shimon. It's Kone B'Miksas, like we ought. So let's see. Nishmini Menada. Moder Rabbi Gamliel L'Chachamim. Rabbi Gamliel agrees to the Chachamim. Sheyesh Get Achar Maimar. U'Maimar Achar Get. Get Achar Bias Maimar. U'Maimar Achar Bias Aget. And the Gemara has no idea what's that talking about. What is that, the last case 3 and 4? What are those cases? Right? So let's talk about each one. Get achar bias maimar hechavida. What does that mean? That Rabbi Gamliel agrees this get after bia maimar. So it's basically in that order, as we'll see. Let's say there are three wives. There are three wives. Hayushala shivamas. Asa maimar bazu, ubal azu, but asa get lishlishis. He did maimar with wife A. Great. And then he does yibam with wife B. Oh, I messed up. Right? He should have done yibam with wife A. That would have been all perfect. Does maimar with wife A, yibam with wife B, and then gives a get to wife C. Rabbi Gamliel says that get has an effect. That get has an effect. And hada amra, shama, what do you see from there? What do you mean that get has an effect? It must be that he says that maimar is not all or nothing. Because what was the case here? Again, maimar, bia, get. If maimar is everything, so then the get at stage 3 should be nothing. If maimar is nothing, then the bia at stage 2 should be yibum and the get is nothing. Right? So in either case, get at stage 3, woman 3, should have no effect. It does have an effect, so it must be that Rabbi Gamliel holds, maimar is only going to be mixas. That's number one. Itamar hamaimer. Oh no, we're just continuing to explain. Itamar, itomar hamaimer. O kone, o lo kone. Manavshach. Kana maimer. Ein achar zuklum. Lo kana maimer. Tikna biav lo yachre klum. Either way, wife three who got the get shouldn't have any effect. Hadamar shamaimer kone mishayer. So you see there, Rabbi Gamliel holds maimer is kone b'miksas. And this case, maimer achar bias get. What does that mean? That Rabbi Gamliel holds up. Hey chavida. That's this case. What did the man do? Get bia maimar to the three women. Get bia maimar. So again, what are we going to say? We're trying to say, oh, does Rabbi Gamliel say get is all or nothing? We see from this brisa that he doesn't say that. Because what is this brisa say? Get bia maimar. That maimar has an effect on that third woman. But one second, if Rabbi Gamliel holds get is all or nothing, then that third woman should have no effect from the maimar. Because if the get is total, then the maimar should have no. If the get is not total, then the second woman she had bia with. That's yibum. So hada amar, shall get poter mishayer. So also from that line, you see that the get leaves over and only poter b'miksas. And we explain, v'im tomer, I get poter or lo poter. If you say it's all or nothing, manavshach. So then either way, poter, I get, if the get works totally, again, get, bia, maimar. Poter, I get, enachar of klum. If stage 1 worked, then there's nothing afterwards. Lo pater, get the get, didn't work at all. Then stage 2, tifter habia, v'lo yachare aklum. Hada amar shaget poter mishayer. So that's why, what do we prove from these 15 lines? We prove from this brisa that Rabbi Gamliel holds, maimer is kone b'miksas, and get is poter b'miksas. Meaning he does not hold like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, maimer is all or nothing. And we said, oh, does Rabbi Gamliel hold that and go even further? And says, get is all or nothing? So we just proved that can't be. That's not the svara of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel, who says in our Mishnah that ein maimar achar maimar, vein get achar yet, is not because he holds like Rabbi Shimon. Super Rabbi Shimon, it goes even further. So what's the other? So what do we have? So hey, Rabbi Gamliel, to Rabbi Shimon. So you want to say that Gamliel is like Rabbi Shimon? Right? The Gemara just proved that can't be. Vein maimar achar maimar b'yavam k'Rabbi Shimon. He, right? Ein maimar achar maimar could be like Rabbi Shimon, but the get is not, and we see Rabbi Gamliel doesn't hold that. So Ella, here we go. The last time of Dehain, Kitaima Dehain. It must be that both Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shimon would hold Ein Maimar Achar Maimar, but for very different reasons. Right? Why does Rabbi Shimon hold Ein Maimar Achar Maimar? Because we Rabbi Shimon holds Maimar is all or nothing. If you do Maimar to one woman, that's either Yibum, or it's nothing, and then the second Maimar you do is also nothing. That's Rabbi Shimon. Why Ein Maimar Achar Maimar? Rabbi Gamliel is going to have a totally different svara. Time of Dame Gamliel. Kol Masha Maimer Hasheni Asir Liknos Kfar Kana Harishon. What have we set up until now? If Maimer is Kona B'miksas, what does that mean? If you do Maimer to one woman, then if you do Maimer to a second woman, that also works because there's enough room for two women. So Rabbi Gamliel, the Rabbi Chiddush, no. Maimer is Kona B'miksas. That prevents any other maimar. Because the miksas that woman A was already fills, that's it. More than that, you just need a regular marriage or yibum. Right? So it's maimar b'miksas prevents any more maimar b'miksas. You can't fit more than one maimar b'miksas is. So, chomatsha maimar asheni asa liknos farkana rishon. Everything that the first maimar did was already nikne. Chomatsha get asheni asa lifter. And the same thing with get. The get exempts b'miksas, so you can't add on to that. Kfar nipata harishon. So that's the reason for Rabbi Gamliel. Because every maimar is going to be the same exact thing. So it's like ein isser chalal isser kind of idea. Once it's already nikne b'miksas, anything more than that is what? You're going to like add them up? Cumulative? That doesn't work. Right? So therefore, that's why it doesn't work. That's the reason for Rabbi Gamliel. Time of the Rabbi Shimon is no. Time of the Rabbi Shimon, as we just said, kan harishon, kan hasheni. Rabbi Shimon holds, no, if the first one was nikne with the maimar, will the second one be able to be kona? No. Lokana rishon, and if the first one was zero, so avasheni lokana, that's Rabbi Shimon by maimar. And what about get? Patar rishon, patar asheni. Right, if the first one get worked totally, would the second one work? Lo patar rishon, avasheni lo patar. So basically, it's very different, shitos, explaining Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Gamliel. So now we start with a question about Rabbi Gamliel, which continues on to the next daf, but Hashem will start right now. I'll dive to Rabbi Gamliel. What would Rabbi Gamliel say about the following case? Mao sheye haget la achar gito shel maimar, umaimar achar gito shel maimar. What are we talking about here? What's the case? Get la achar gito shel maimar he chavida. What's the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is the following. Here's the case. Hayu shte yevamos isa maimar lazu. V'nasan la get, v'nasan get l'shniya. Here's the case. A man did maimar to one of the women, and then he gave her a get. And then he gives a get to another woman, another of the Yavamas. Does that second get have any effect? Basically what the Gemara is asking is, if a man does maimar and then gives a get, does that just remove the maimar? That just say basically, it's as if he did nothing. It's as if he did nothing. If he did nothing, if it's nothing, so then that second get would have an effect. Because just like if you give a get in the first place, if a man goes over to a Zavama and gives her a get, we've said that apostles her. So is that what happens? Right? Or do we say, and this is going to be the Gemara's first suffix, or do we say, no, if I do Maimar, and then you give a get, that does more than a regular get does. If I would have given a get in the first place. That does more. And then maybe the second get that you give is meaningless. So we're not sure. That's the Gemara's question, which we're going to get to today. Right? Im tomer haget poter. We're going to flip the girsa. This is what the Carbon Eda says. Im tomer haget poter. Yoser mimashikana maimar. Right? If you say the get not only gets rid of the maimar that was done, but it does more. Kimishiesh kan get. So then it doesn't just remove what was done, but it has an effect. Vein get lachar gito shel maimar. So then, the other one would not have any effect because the first get like totally knocked out the zika. Im tomar eina get poter yos mashakana maimar. But if you say the get does not do anything more than to neutralize the maimar that was done, and basically you're back to stage to point one, number one. Is that what the get does? And then, so then kimishen ka get. Then it's as if nothing was done. V'yesh get lachar gito shel maimar. And then the get would be significant after he gives the get to the Ba'alas HaMaimar. That is the first question. Again, the Gemara asks, what does Rabbi Gamliel say about Maimar Achar Gito Shel Maimar and Get Achar Gito Shel Maimar? So we just answered formulated the latter. Get Achar Get Shel Maimar. And the question again is, when a man does Maimar and then gives her a get, so does that just knock out the Maimar as if you're starting again? So then the later get to the other woman would have an effect? Or no, it does more than knock out the Maimar. And then you might say that this is totally stronger and then a later get would have no effect on the other woman. So that is not 100% clear, in Rabbi Gamliel Shita. Get achar gito shel Maimar. What we didn't explain yet are the tzadim for the other suffix and what the case is about Maimar achar gito shel Maimar. But again, all of these for the Yerushalmi seem to be Daraisa Sveikas. Right, in the Bavli, it seems to be all Durabanan Sveikos. It's not based on Psukim. At least the Maimar questions. But here, this is all based whether Yerushalmi had these Psukim that we learned it out from Achutz, Elizar. It seems to be all in the world of Daraisa, trying to figure out what effects are these. And again, some of this, as I alluded to before, it has to do with what type of mechanism, how you look at this, right? Ptur, right? How do you view chalitza? And then how comparable is chalitza to a yibum? I have to mention one, Rashi, it's Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin, there's a Rashi at the beginning of Sanhedrin that is much talked about by the Achronim. There's a Machlokas Achronim, the Rishash, and the Maritz Chai, the Noda Bihuda. What exactly is the Rashi referring to? Because remember, the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin discusses how many dayanim you need for everything, right? That's the whole perek of Mishnayos is on Daf Beis in the Bavli, and then you speak about all of them. So what's 3 and what's 23 and what's 71? So one of the things on the list on the first Daf here in Sanhedrin is, let me find it, Hachalitza v'hamiunin b'shlosha. Chalitza needs 3. That we know. Chalitza needs a bezdin. That's the first mishnah in the 12th parak, mitzvah chalitza. But then miyun. You have to do miyun in front of 3. So Rashi says, Rashi explains what miyun is. It's the rabbinic marriage after the father died. And miyun is done. And then why do you need 3? Rashi quotes, u'b'shlosha b'inan, to call the tikkun rabbanan kein daraisa tikkun. U'miyun in d'rabbanan, the daraisa filu miyun lo boy, because it's patterned after the din daraisa. What's the din daraisa? Miyun needs 3 because it's patterned after the din daraisa of, so you got 2 choices, chalitza or gerushin. That's the question. So most say chalitza. That's the previous line. Chalitza is compared to miyun. And others say, no, it's gerushin. Which would then mean that Rashi is saying that gerushin, you need a bezdin for gerushin. That's a chiddush. There's no beferish gemara, pashtus, that seems to take a stand on that. You need a bezdin for gerushin? But again, that's the Noda Bihuda on this Rashi. You can look at the Rishash. But that's what's unclear. Rashi just says, Kein daraisa tikkun. What is miyun conceptually closer to? To a chalitza, to a gerushin, but that is his discussion. Okay, we'll have to stop here, B'Hashem. We will continue, B'Hashem, in Perek Rabbi Gamliel.